Hi there. The word for today is, don't be a sluggard. In Proverbs 6, verse 6, Solomon says, go to the ant, you sluggard. Well, what exactly is a sluggard? Author Robert Hicks defines it this way, and I quote, feeling we're entitled to things without being willing to do the necessary labor to obtain them. That is what makes us a society of sluggards. And you know, there's one thing you'll never convince a sluggard of. You say, what's that? That he's a sluggard. Proverbs 26, verse 16, Solomon says, the lazy man is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly. Even if seven wise men tell him he's lazy, he won't admit it, no matter if he's outnumbered 7-1. You can tell a sluggard, but you can't tell him much. Proverbs 21, verse 25, the desire of the lazy man kills him, for his hands refuse labor. A sluggard's two favorite words are, one day. You can hear him or her saying, one day I'm going to hit it big, or one day I'm going to own my own business, or one day I'm going to, you fill in the blank. He or she always has an excuse as to why they can't work. That's the meaning of Solomon's statement in Proverbs 15, verse 19. The way of the lazy man is like a hedge of thorns, but the way of the upright is a highway. When a sluggard looks out the front door of life, he doesn't see a highway of opportunity. He sees only one big briar patch. Benjamin Franklin was right when he said, I never knew a man who was good at making excuses, who was good at anything else. Bottom line, the sluggard would rather make an excuse than make a living. So, the word for you today is, don't be a sluggard.